It is now time for Memphis Matters. In my journey, I have learned life's a test. Mistakes are lessons, but the gift of life is knowing that you have made a difference. That was Tupac Shakur. Quote, and today I want you to stand tall and stay strong, because we got some flatfoot hot information coming straight off the press, only for you, right here on Memphis Matters.
Love. this old world, it just keeps on spinning around and around. And you know, sometimes it just spins too fast, and you not only lose your balance, but you lose your rhythm. And it's at times like these that you just need to stop and not only find your way again, but find your own rhythm. Because life has a rhythm, and Mother Nature has a rhythm. And love, oh yes, love has a rhythm.
Oh, there. This is Jazzy Rita Shelby. Happy to be hanging with my girl and yours too, Dee Dee Cullen. And this is the Girl Friday segment. Okay, so what's on my mind today? What do I really, really want to share with you guys? And what's been on my heart lately is the good that comes from the bad. First of all, prayers up to everybody that's been affected by the hurricane season. If you're on the East Coast or in the Southern Coast, or if you're on the West Coast and you've experienced a fire damage or loss or tragedy of any fashion, our hearts and prayers go out to you. And what I'm about to say is not to make light on the devastation that anybody has experienced. So here's my spin on it. Leading up to this devastation, you know, our nation has been divided. We've seen an election like we've never seen before. We have a president whose actions and behaviors are unparalleled of any leader in modern history. And there's only two sides. There are some who really find it repulsive and appalling and unbelievable. And then there are some that no matter what is said and done, that support this type of regime. So here's the deal. Before this, there was a lot of fighting and ranting that was going on, a lot of mean spirit and hateful banter that was going on. And on a daily basis, you may be driving around. I mean, I'm a little older now. I don't drive as fast and sexy as I used to. This guy flipped me the bird the other day because I wasn't driving fast enough. And he just sped off with just meanness and bravado. So here's the point. When the devastation hits, I really believe like the Almighty, the God, the powers of the universe are saying, uh-huh. So y'all think y'all can't slow this down and dial this back and be loving to one another? Oh, you don't know how to speak to your neighbor, or you haven't regarded your neighbor, guess what? You're all in this together now. Now you better learn how to love each other. You better learn how to share with one another. I'm going to show you what it really takes to make you humble. Maybe you lived in a big house in a cul-de-sac and you look down on your nose at people who are in a little one bedroom, and now you're in the same shelters. Now you're in the same soup line. My prayer is that while people are rebuilding and restructuring and healing, I pray that out of this on the other side, maybe some hearts that were really, really cold would turn more warm and more loving to one another in general. And if you're somewhere and you're blessed not to have been hit by it, think about how you greet the day. Think about how you go to work. You know, D, open the mic. I didn't want to be ranting like this, but those who are close to me know my heart. Think about how you greet the day. How many times do you get up and you go, damn, it's raining? Well, it wasn't rain that destroyed your house. It didn't destroy your whole neighborhood. Maybe you had to slow down and be a little more careful going to work, but you cursed the day from the minute you woke up. Maybe somebody in the line at the supermarket was a little too slow. Maybe you didn't like who was checking you out, and you gave them all kinds of evil and mean-spirited energy. And in the blink of an eye, it can all change, folks. So slow down. Smooth it out. Be a little more jazzy. Be a lot more loving. And just be more cognizant of who we are every minute of every day. And don't let the bad have to bring out the good. Let your good shine through on any God-given day. And if you are so moved to get out there and help someone or donate or say a prayer or just make a call, do it on the strength, because guess what? Within a click, click, this can all change. I am Jazzy Rita. Thank you, Miss Dee Dee Cullen, for letting me get my rant on for your Girl Friday.
Memphis Matters. And that was Jazzy Rita.
Ooh, yeah. Speak for the things that I've been through. So when it comes to our love, I'll talk the whole night through about the loving I've been missing. Lately, baby, I ain't had no kissing. Don't you love me? Can we stay together like when we used to be in love? But now you've turned around. Don't you care how this love we've had turns out? Promise me you'll leave me never, never be enough forever. We can work it out, make it all brand new if we stay together. There's nothing we can't do. Improve loving is what I'm seeing. Let's do it, babe. Don't fight the feeling. Won't you love me? Can we stay together like when we used to be in love? But now you got your head on another cloud. Girl, we have.
Forever. If you're You know, it's not that hard. I'm pretty simple. I'd like to think.
Life is a great big circle. If you are blessed to live long, you will realize that when focused on God, you will return back to all the things that you loved about living as a young person. Those things that bring you much joy is usually can be found in the music that you're listening to. That's why I'm here. And guess what? Memphis Matters. Today, I would like to introduce to Memphis Matters, Cheryl Cooley of Climax. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you and be here on Memphis Matters. Yeah.
I know that's right. I can feel all that fever from them shows you've been doing lately.
Oh yeah. It's been great. A lot of fun, and the audience is having fun. We all having fun making the men all pause.
Now, Cheryl, you know, I would like to hear your story on today. I started off by introducing how life is like a big circle, and I have found that we don't have groups like your group today. So we are embracing all of the songs that was put out. I know that you released a new song and it sounds good, but tell me this. How did you start playing the guitar?
Well, it just so happens that my sister was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws. And he was on tour and happened to have his guitar with him, because he's a flautist, but he had a guitar and he kind of brought it with him. And as a kid I had a toy guitar, and so I was showing him my toy guitar and trying to play something on it, and it just so happened to be tuned to some, I don't know, show on TV. And so all of a sudden my sister heard and say, hey, why don't we get Cheryl some guitar lessons? And I was about 11 years old, and they tried out these guitar lessons, and I really liked them, and played all my lessons. And so I continued on and studied private lessons and studied in school. I started writing musical arrangements for the football games in high school, went on to college and got my college degree in commercial music. And as fate would have it, within a year or so after graduating, I ran into Climax, the all-female band.
Wow. That was an experience. You know, you all were like the first group, I want to say first ladies group, that got started. Would you agree with that?
Well, actually, even today, Climax is noted to being the only R&B all-female band that has charted on Billboard. So at the time when we first came out, it was a new idea. It was so new that our first two albums really didn't do that well. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, when we first signed with Solar Records, they were kind of taking a chance, too, on the idea of an all-female band that, you know, people just, they weren't ready for. And a few years later, after we recorded Meeting in the Ladies' Room and videos became popular and people could actually visually see us perform, then the group took off. The popularity took off, the songs took off, and you know, we had those great hits, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, I Miss You, and the Menopause, and you know, we were able to go out and show the audiences, show the world that women can be just as a funky musician as guys can be, you know, get up on the stage and perform just as hard. So it was a great experience to actually see how the listening audiences kind of changed their mind about, you know, women playing music.
You know, I can remember the men all pause. And girl, that actually became an attitude. That was an attitude back in the day.
Yeah.
Because when we walked in the room,
we
knew we was looking good. And so we expected the men to pause. And then we would, you know, have these side jokes like, girl, did you see the men all pause? Who came up with that song?
Well, you know, it's funny. One of the rehearsals we were, we had been rehearsing for a while. And we're kind of tired. And one of the girls said, "Oh, I'm hot. I'm sweating. I think I'm going into menopause." And we were really too young to have gone into menopause. And so somebody said, "Hey, that ought to be a good title, menopause. Nah, let's change it to the men all pause."
What? That's how it came up?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad y'all realized y'all wasn't really going through menopause.
No.
Because when you go through...
You know, but sometimes when the music is hot, you just go right with it.
I know, that's right. And it was hot. That was a hot hit record, and I believe it still is.
Oh, great.
Tell me.
Great. I really appreciate the listening audience, you know, still appreciating the music and, you know, and having it still make them get out on the dance floor. That's a great feeling for it to still make that type of effect.
Now tell me about your new song.
Yes, Love Me. Well, you know, if you L-O-V-E me, love me.
L-O-V-E
that's
me.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, every woman wants to feel loved and appreciated. And just kind of a little anthem to, you know, make a declaration. If you, you know, support me, if you, you know, want to be a life journey, if you L-O-V-E me, love me, then come on with it.
I heard that. I like that song, too. And, you know, I text you right away. I think I called you after I heard it, like four measures of it. And I said, oh, let me pick up the phone right now.
Yeah.
She's got another hit coming.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know, there's been some years between then and now. In between those years, what was Cheryl Cooley doing?
Well, it's interesting. You know, when the 90s came in, you know, and all of a sudden music changed on us, being an all-female band wasn't popular anymore. You know, it was about singing to tracks. You know, music had really changed drastically in that decade. So, you know, really not being prepared for, I mean, because I had studied to be a musician all my life, and so not really being prepared for the after, I became an electrician. I went back to school, an apprenticeship school, and learned how to be an electrician, and I did that for, you know, a few good years, probably about 10 years. And it's interesting because life has twists and turns. And though being an electrician seemed like something far away from music, later I would find that I needed those skills to build my own rehearsal room. So as I was an electrician and learning all the skills and becoming what they call a journeyman to get my license and all of that, there was a point where the construction industry was kind of slowing down, and I got laid off. And, you know, having some time to really kind of think of what I wanted to do, and I made a couple of calls to other contractors, and when they would hear my female voice, it was like, nope, don't have anything for you. So all mm-hmm. of a sudden, about a month later, I got a call on the phone, and our old manager, old Climax manager, said, hey, Cheryl, you know, if you call the girls and try to get them back together again, I'll get you on some old school tours. And the reason why he called me is the running joke is that I have had the same telephone number since they've known me. Well, he figured at some point, you know, somebody would have called me and I would have the connection to all of the girls. So, you know, I got in contact with them and asked them if they wanted to you know, get back together and do some of the old school tours. And I got, you know, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I got too many kids, nobody's going to want to listen to us again. But I really had the courage to want to continue on. And though, you know, they didn't want to take the journey with me, the audience showed me that they still appreciate the Climax legacy, the Climax music. So I continued on. And as long as the audience shows up, I'll show up too. It's a whole new lineup. Yeah, I'm the only original member. And we've been together for some years now, you know, doing all kinds of concerts and casinos and running into some of the other old school artists and stuff. And it's really been great. You know, we all get along. We have a lot of fun together. A lot of shenanigans go on and, you know, all the fun stuff that you can do on the road.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Well, I saw one of the girls singing. She sounds so good. What's her name? The lead singer and the singing the LOV.
Yeah, her name is Christy Malone.
Oh, she's cute. Thank you. But I really like the way they have you sing.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's still the spotlight is still on you.
Yeah, I fought that tooth like and nail. I raised my hand. I fought that tooth and nail. I was trying not to do that, but okay. It's fine.
You know you really didn't have a choice. You are Climax. How can you stick Cinderella up there and she's not a part of Climax?
Right. I understand.
Come on out of the shyness.
That is me. I must admit. Yes, I tend to be shy sometimes, and even, you know, I still get stage fright, even now, after so many years, you know, getting on stage and seeing the crowd, you know, I think my stage fright is really wanting to be perfect for the audience. I want the music to be perfect. I want the, you know, the sound, the technical stuff. I want the harmonies to be perfect. And all of that attributes to the stage fright that I had. And it's like not until I really can get into that groove, like the first four or five bars or the first, you know, verse or chorus, then I start to really relax and get into it because the audience is into it. I mean, it is just such a warm feeling, such a embracing feeling when once they hear the music, it's just all about them. It's all about the audience. It's all about the music. You know, it's just so... such a great embracing feeling, the energy between the stage and the audience.
That's good. And I know that feeling. Yeah. It's awesome. It makes you want to keep doing it over and over and over, especially when you get paid for it.
Well, that's always a good part, too.
I was going to say, come on, give me a shout out right now.
but, you know, my life journey has really been interesting because, like I said, even though there were some twists and turns and going off to be an electrician, which was nowhere connected to music, I learned the skills to be able to build our rehearsal room that we rehearse in now. And yes, it has a little private bar and we have our own little parties. just life in general. I mean, I look back at my life and I see some of the things that happened that when they happened, I didn't understand them. But once I got through them, it was all revealed to me why I had to go through it. And I even agree with the statement that, you know, if what you're going through doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. A lot of that is so true. I'm so grateful, you know, that God, the universe, the energy, whatever the person believes that the creator is, that energy, that entity has given me the opportunity to play music, to get out of it and get back into it, to follow my passion, to be able to express music and write music and deliver music more to the universe, back to the universe. And I mean, that to me is such a great gift, to be able to look back and say, I survived that and here I am now. And I'm playing to the universe the music that is in me.
Yes. And I love it. I love it today. I got away from music for a while, and now that I got back in music, this is my passion. I just love listening, and it helps me to be creative. You know, it's those quiet moments when you're just listening to just some good music. And look like all these ideals just start popping into my head. So I start writing them down.
Yeah.
So how do you come up with your songs? Are you...
Well...
I know you're a songwriter. Right. So what inspires you?
You know, it's, once the instrument gets in my hand, you know, my fingers just kind of take over. You know, once the band gets together in the rehearsal room and we have some idle moments, the creative juices just kind of flow. I want to say the music writes me. It just kind of comes over and it invites itself in and sits down and says, okay, this is what we're going to do.
I have noticed that with all legends, they are the music. Chris Jasper spoke of the same thing, and even Chaka Khan spoke of the same thing. Archie Love spoke of the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just Larry Dodson spoke of just they. You all are music. You're just music. And that's why God put you here. And your music heals. It brings joy to a lot of souls. It reaches hearts that need to be open and pouring out the overflow. You know how you just meditate and those tears start coming down, and then once you finish, you're happy again.
Yeah.
And then you go right back and listen to the song again.
Yeah.
Right back. Yeah. Going back to a meeting in the ladies' room, I must share my experience.
Uh-oh.
On this one.
I'm all ears now.
That was back. That was a song that everybody sang. And it was like a theme. I mean, in our consciousness as young Black American women, it was a consciousness. Let's go have a meeting in the ladies' room.
Yeah.
You know, I meet you there real soon. And we would do that consciously. Consciously, when we're thinking about seeing a guy, you know, because we used to be in the clubs all the time. Back in the day, and even back in the day, they had live bands, you know, so you didn't go to hear a DJ. You went to hear a live band, at least I did. And we said, come on, let's go to the restroom. Let's go on. Going to meet you in the ladies' room, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I just wanted you to know, I just wanted to share that with you so that you know that everybody has been a part of that song, even me, right here in Memphis.
Right, yeah. It's really great to know that the music that we recorded was so much a part of so many people's lives. And I'm going to say affected the lives, if for no other reason, it told the story of the person's life right then and there, or the person was able to relate to what the lyrics were about. You know, one of the things I think we as humans want to do, hope to do, strive to do, is make an impact on humankind, on mankind, whether it's consciously or unconsciously, and even if we're remembered for it or not. But even if our name is not attached on it, if we are part of something that shifts the consciousness in a positive way, then we've done our job that we're supposed to be here on this earth for.
Exactly. I must agree. So true. So I just want to give a shout out to those people who may be able to hear us out in Houston, Texas. That was such a tragedy. And I don't want to continue this week without at least acknowledging them. How did you feel about that? Do you have any family out there?
No, I don't have any family in that area. I have to say I have never experienced any type of weather like that, any type of hurricane or tornado. So I'm totally oblivious to, you know, how one would be prepared for that or one's reaction to that. I mean, all I can relate to is what I see on TV, but just in the human survival of it, I can so much be compassionate and pray for them that they survive and can recuperate from it. It just hurts my heart that, you know, you see human suffrage, but yet and still there's a part of that brings humans together to support each other. So it's been quite a learning experience to watch it on TV for me.
Yeah, yeah. And that surprises me, you know, that you say that, because in the South here, we are always faced with thunderstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes. And it just shows me that even though we live on the same planet, we go through the different atmospheric changes.
Yeah.
In our environment.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm guessing that you all deal with earthquakes.
Oh, yeah, earthquakes. Rock steady, yeah. Yeah, earthquakes are, yeah, you they're unexpected, but you learn to live with them, you know. There are some tragedies that happen, but, you know, we live on a rock that has many different expressions, you know, as you say, atmospheric expressions, you know, planet changes, movements. So we learn to live with that. We learn to deal with that because that's just an expression of the earth.
And, you know, that's something that we don't experience here on a regular. So it's amazing how God is, you know, it's amazing. Yeah, so I just want everybody to know that me and Cheryl Cooley are praying for those out there in Houston and lifting them up in the spirit and wishing and praying that they all get everything that they need for the right now.
Hi, this is Cheryl Cooley of the all-female band Climax, and you're listening to Memphis Matters with D.D. Cohen.
Listening to the LMB Network.
Yeah.
till I sleep again, so I can dream again, thinking about that thing, cause my legs start trembling, and my breathing
gets heavy.
Much today for joining us right here on the LMB Network. You have been listening to Memphis Matters with Dee Dee Coyne. Make sure you tune in Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and find out who's going to be our next guest. So have a wonderful day.
You turn down love like it's really bad. Bless your soul, you can fool a few. Stop trying to run and hide.